under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my phone. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that evil flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this hump day, Wednesday, February 28th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is a longtime friend, Brett Gooding. He's on the line this morning to make an announcement. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Randy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. You just left the Emmett County Clerk's office this morning, and you filed paperwork to be on the ballot for the August 6th primary as a Republican candidate for county commissioner in your district, correct?
That is correct. About an hour ago.
And who is the current elected official representing that district that you're running for?
Neil Ahrens.
Okay. The very same Neil Ahrens who was voted to replace Rich Ganop as the chair of the Emmett County Board of Commissioners?
I think he is. He was voted to be the co-chair.
Co-chair. Okay. Well, right. There's a chair and there's a vice chair. Regardless of the title, it doesn't really matter. Yes.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this point very specifically. You've been attending county commissioner meetings in Emmett County for quite some time. You helped us back in the day when we were trying to get Izzy Lyman and that group of county commissioners to approve our Second Amendment sanctuary resolution in Emmett County, which failed because of people like Neil Ahrens and others that voted against Izzy and the others. I want to ask you a very simple question. The makeup of the current board in Emmett County, why did you decide to run for county commissioner based on what's going on in Emmett County, based on the current board members, based on Neil Ahrens representing your district? Why did you decide to run?
Well, the point that tipped me over to run, there was quite a interesting happening there. It certainly appears that Neil and two, three other board members got together behind the scenes and went against Rich Ganop on the Board of Health vote. You know, they started talking to him or complaining about him and the code of ethic violations, although they could never come up with a violation.
Right.
You know, it was more of how he voted. And they went against him and took him off that board.
Yeah. Final straw, basically, that broke the camel's back.
Right.
Okay. I got other questions for you. I've got some text messages already coming in. The question is this. There are things wrong with all facets of Michigan. the state of Michigan and Lansing level, the governor, all of her agenda, the Democrats controlling the House and the Senate. We're dealing with a broken state. We're dealing now with a broken Republican Party. You're frustrated. I'm frustrated. Everybody's ticked off over this Judge Rossi's ruling yesterday. It's being appealed this morning. There's certain things happening. Legal maneuvers are taking place. But this is your race is at the local level. This is something where you are getting out of the stands. You're putting on a uniform. You're running for county commissioner in Emmett County. But this is something that can be done at the local level. Forget about Donald Trump. Forget about the RNC. Forget about Caramo versus Hoekstra. Forget all of that. You're laser focused and fixing your county, and that's really the basis for your running?
That's absolutely right. I'm tired of sitting back and being disgruntled, and we've all said it, and we've all heard it. We have to get involved in a local level, and this is my fight. This is where I'm going to be involved. I want to concentrate on fixing things here.
Very good. We're going to ask you to stay on through the break. We're talking with Brett Gooding, newly announced candidate for Emmett County Commissioner. We're going to have more. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Spalliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliver for state rep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problems solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Staying on through the break is Brett Gooding, newly filed, announced candidate to run for county commissioner in Emmett County. And Brett, the geographical area we're talking about for that district, could you tell the folks basically what townships does it include?
Absolutely. Maple River Township, Pleasant View, West Traverse, and Friendship Township.
So we're talking, what would you just say, four townships?
Four townships, that's correct.
Now, on that point, have you been going to any of the townships meetings of those four townships? Have you talked to any of the townships? What have they told you about this particular commissioner currently supposedly serving that district? What have you heard from the folks?
Well, I'll use Maple River Township, for example. They were very excited and supportive of me running. One of the first comments was, we never hear from Neil Ahrens. He's never come to the township meetings. They were excited to have somebody that's going to have their ear. All of them offered to sign my petition, and they're very excited about it, as well as I am.
Right. Well, and that's the whole point. And this is why people listening need to understand why it's so important to run for county commissioner this year. Local townships. I live in Torch Lake Township. I'm part of Antrim County. Our county commissioner is Jarrus Rubing. He represents Torch Lake Township and Banks Township. Two townships, because of our population, we're pretty large for Antrim. And so it's only two townships. He has attended, Brett, every single township meeting, every single one of Torch Lake and every single one for Banks Township since he's been elected county commissioner. Regardless if there's anything on the agenda, they could be talking about their budget. Okay, that doesn't have any effect on him. He doesn't even really need to be part of the process. But you know why he attended and he told me this? Because he's my commissioner. He said, Randy, the reason I go and I hear their budget is because I need to understand what they're doing with their fire department. I need to understand what they're doing with their ambulance service. I need to understand whether they're saying, hey, we need more legal law enforcement from the county sheriff. Now, you have been in law enforcement. Explain to the audience your background in law enforcement.
Well, I retired from the Michigan State Police. I had 25 years in service there. I was in law enforcement before that in some levels. It's just in my blood. I've been all over the state of Michigan with the state police. I'm very well versed in small communities. I grew up in a small community, and we have to listen to the people in our small communities as well as we do the heavy populated areas. So that's what I want to do, is I want to be the people's voice.
Right. Well, now, see, on my point, though, about the township level, we don't have a police department. Torch Lake Township does not have a Barney Fife, okay? So we have to rely on the sheriff's office, which is over in Bel Air. We're on the west side of Torch Lake. Torch Lake is 17, 18 miles long. It's impossible almost to get a sheriff deputy over here in Torch Lake. So we have to rely then at the next level is the Michigan State Police. The post is in Traverse City. The other post is in Petoskey. The other one is in Gaylord. There isn't, I believe, a post in Charlevoix. So we are basically without law enforcement here in Antrim. But what we have, most homeowners have guns. We're protecting our property. But the point is this. When you have a township desperately underrepresented by law enforcement, which you have been so vitally, critically involved in your entire life, you also teach CPL training, and you're involved in firearm first and Second Amendment rights. Here's the point. You got a commissioner that doesn't even know what the heck's going on in four of your townships in Emmett County. If he didn't come to that one, I can almost guarantee he didn't come to the other three, Brett. What is going on in those townships? Do they need reinforcements? Do they have their own police departments? If they don't, they're relying on the sheriff. What's your relationship with the current sheriff in Emmett County?
Well, there's several questions there. Yes, they need more law enforcement. They're relying on the county and the sheriff department, or the county and the state police. My relationship with the current sheriff, I believe, is very good. I've known him for years.
Yep.
The undersheriff, I'm good with him, known him for years. And even the other deputy that's trying to run for sheriff this year, I've known him for years. We have good relationships.
Well, I can almost guarantee that the current commissioner doesn't have those long-time relationships with law enforcement. I'm sure he doesn't have your law enforcement experience. And also, to be frank, he has no common sense. I've heard him argue and make comments at the commissioners' meetings. You know how they have their agenda, they allow public comment, and then they go into their agenda and they talk about certain things. I'm sorry, but this guy needs to go, and I'm just fed up with these absolute rhinos. I don't believe he's a real Republican. I know for sure he's not a conservative. And I just think that there needs to be common sense with a good long resume, somebody who has the experience in law enforcement to protect the communities, and also to have a voice, a vote on that board of commissioners that reflect the will of the people of those four townships. Am I wrong in that statement?
You are not wrong in that statement. I'll give you an example. I was at a county commissioner meeting here a month or two ago, and one of the other commissioners spoke up and spoke for his people. He said, the people in my district do not support this. And Neil jumped all over him, basically said, it doesn't matter what the people of your district want. It is all about what's good for the county. He browbeat this commissioner. So that gave me two feelings there. Number one, that commissioner may very well likely not feel like speaking up again when he needs to speak up because he was just bullied. And the other thing is, it matters very much about the vote and the voice of the people in our townships that we're representing. So that was one of the other catalysts that said, yeah, I'm going to run.
Well, the part of that is I'm sitting here listening to you. So basically, as people at the federal level talking about president and U.S. senators and congressmen, you know, you've heard this theme on my show for years that, you know, these one world globalists, you know, want to take away our nation's sovereignty and give it up to the U.N., give it up to the WHO, all these kind of things. Neil Ahrens, on a micro level, at the county level, basically says, to heck with the people in your district, your four townships you represent, you need to do what's best for the county as a whole. He's actually a globalist at the county level, if you stop and think about it.
That's the feeling I got when I heard that. I was amazed that he was allowed to get away with that. And it really kind of affected me. That was so wrong in my book. We have to protect the people that we're representing. So that's where I'm at with it. And here's another thing. We have all these new gun laws coming up. They've already started to take effect.
Yep.
There's a police department already in the Michigan that is charging to have the background checks. It's another $10 fee. Well, that would be a regulation that I would fight as much as I could in our county. It's just taxation on our right. We
absolutely
already have to have a permit to carry our guns. You know, got to take
yep
the training. I'm all about the training. But now, in order to buy a gun, you have to pay for your background?
Yes, absolutely. Purchase permit. You know, Brett, one other part of this that really ticks me off, and again, we had the opportunity to make Emmett County a sanctuary county with regards to firearms. These laws coming out of Lansing and Washington, D.C., they could have had an opportunity to say, not going to be enforced in our county. We're not going to do it. We're not going to spend one dime of the county budget enforcing these particular laws. If elected, very specific, pointed question. If you need time to think about it, I understand. But very simply, if it comes forward a budget, you're elected, you win on August 6th, you get elected automatically in November this year, you're a county commissioner for the next 4 years. If it comes to the budget process, where they talk about the sheriff and the prosecutor needing money to enforce these gun laws, will you vote for the money to be spent enforcing these unconstitutional laws, or will you say, no, I'm not going to vote for that. Take me off the budget vote. I'm not going to approve the budget if those items are in there. If you have an answer for me right now.
I would not vote for the money. I wouldn't vote against it.
Absolutely. Point blank. End of discussion.
No question.
All right. Now, next question. A lot of grant money is being thrown at these counties, the health department, because you are part of our Northwest Michigan four counties that are in that group, Antrim, Otsego, Charlevoix, and Emmett. You've got two people from Emmett County on that health board that want to take the grant money. That's why they kicked off Jairus Rubing here in my Antrim County. That's why they got rid of Rich Ganup, because he was in sync with my county commissioner, Jairus Rubing, on that health board. Do you feel you would be not willing to support those members, county commissioners that currently sit on the Northwest Michigan Health Board?
I would say no, I would not support that. Everybody says these grant monies are free monies. They are not. They come with strings, and those strings cost us in several different ways. So I would be very reluctant in wanting to take just the free grant money, as you so to speak.
Right. So you would be willing to either serve on that health board or vote for others that would agree with your position?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Replace the guys that are there. I'm replacing the two idiots from Antrim County. Hopefully they'll be defeated in August 6th primary. We're taking out Don LeVanway and Terry Van Alstein. Absolutely fed up with this. And one other thing. Ian Murphy has a ruling in front of Judge Hunter on April 9th regarding this health department, exactly what they're allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do. Hopefully you can attend that meeting, that hearing. It's April 9th. We're going to be at the Iron Pig at noon. I'm doing the show that day from the Iron Pig from 9 to noon. We're then going to have a luncheon. David Delaney, the attorney, is going to be there. We're going to be able to ask some questions. 2 o'clock, we're walking across the street and going into that courtroom. I hope you can join us, because I think it'll give you a lot of good insight about this health board and what they've been able to do and what Ian Murphy's fighting them in court to get them to stop doing, because it may influence your vote as to who you want to represent Emmett County next year when you get into your organizational meetings in January. Last quick question. Have you even began yet to set up a campaign Facebook page or website?
Not yet. Not yet. But I haven't started yet.
Good, good, good. And if people want to donate, they can donate to your campaign, send you $20 or whatever. We'll talk about that next time. At this point, have you set up a P.O. box yet with the post office, or are you taking donations at another address?
I'm taking it at another address.
Okay.
I want it to come right here. So.
Okay, very good. I'm going to text back the information. I'm not going to put it out on the radio because I believe you're referring to your own personal residence. And I don't want to do that on the radio. If you're interested in donating to help Brett get his campaign going, he's got to buy signs, and he's got to buy business cards, and he's got to buy a website. So, great. Appreciate it. Congratulations. Thank you very much on standing up and getting a uniform and running for county commissioner there in Emmett County. And Godspeed to you, brother.
Thank you very much. Thanks to everybody else for listening.
All right, Brett, we'll talk to you later. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 3. I'm Chuck and Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.